previously on The Vampire Diaries.
You must be Elena.
How do we look exactly alike?
You're a Petrova doppelganger. You're the key to breaking the curse.
Klaus is a vampire born of a werewolf bloodline.
The curse has kept his werewolf aspect from manifesting, but if he breaks it,
he'll be a true hybrid.
Klaus wanted me to deliver a message.
The sacrifice happens tonight.
Well, the ritual itself is relatively straightforward. A witch will channel the power of the full moon to release the spell that's bound within the stone. After that, Klaus, being both werewolf and vampire, will sacrifice one of each.
And where do I fit into it?
Klaus must drink the blood of the doppelganger to the point of your death.
I can't lose you.
You won't.
There is another way.
No.
He'll come back a vampire.
How could you take that choice away from us?
She'll never forgive you.
A bite from a werewolf can kill a vampire, so don't be his friend. Do you understand me?
Tyler?
Without the werewolf, he can't perform the ritual tonight.
First rule, always.
Have a backup.
Backup werewolf.
Backup vampire.
She's in transition.
Why didn't he use me?
He couldn't. What is this, Damon?
Werewolf bite.
A werewolf snarls through bars.
Caroline, let me help!
Get back, I got it!
The beast bares its huge fangs, then rams the bars.
Caroline, the door's not gonna hold! The door!
Tyler, please! No! No, it's Tyler!
He's trying to kill us!
Wait! He's wounded.
Caroline, stay back!
We can go around him.
Are you nuts?
We're not gonna shoot him again, okay? Matt, take my hand.
I got it.
Matt, take my hand.
He lowers his gun and takes her hand. Catherine looks at Damon's scar.
So that's what a werewolf bite looks like.
Yep.
It's not that bad.
Will be.
So that's it? You're just gonna die?
Well, it depends. You know anything about a cure? Me either.
He picks up his jacket and puts it on.
145 years, no last goodbye.
You don't get a goodbye.
Don't leave, Matt.
Us ending up on good terms, exactly my bucket list, Catherine.
Klaus made me call Jenna to lure her out. There was nothing that I could do. I didn't have a choice.
That's why I gave you the vervain. She had a choice.
It was her or me. I chose her.
I helped you. You owed me. Now when Klaus dies, you're gonna walk out of here without a scratch, and Elena's aunt dies. Somehow you're the only one that wins. How'd that happen?
I didn't let love get in the way.
Enjoy an eternity alone, Catherine.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna offer myself as a replacement to Klaus.
He won't take you. He saw your bite. He said that your blood is impure. I'm sorry, Damon. But Jenna's dead. There's nothing you can do about it.
Out in the night, Jenna's on her knees and rubs her head. Elena's with her.
Oh, my head. What's wrong with me?
Do you remember what happened?
You called me. You were so scared. I should have realized that it wasn't you. The second I walked out of the house, someone grabbed me. A vampire.
Klaus. It was Klaus.
He made me drink his blood. And I don't remember anything after that.
Where are we? What happened?
We're at the quarry. He brought us here.
Why don't I remember anything?
Jenna, do you remember when I told you how someone becomes a vampire?
Yeah, if you die with vampire blood in your systems.
Elena stares pointedly at Jenna.
Oh, God. He killed me.
Jenna, listen to me. Everything's going to be okay. I'm gonna get you out of here.
I'm a vampire.
And I bet you're hungry.
Elena sees Greta approaching and makes a grab for an amulet on the ground. Greta's powers throw Elena back and a circle of fire breaks out around Elena.
Don't bother trying to get through. I've spelled the circle. You're trapped. No matter what you do.
Greta, please just let her go.
Greta slowly cuts her own wrist.
Klaus chose her.
No.
Drink it.
Jenna, don't.
I can't.
Let her go. Hey.
Jenna clamps onto Greta's bloody wrist.
No! No!
Elena looks on in horror as Jenna feeds hungrily on Greta's blood. Greta flings Jenna away.
Jenna.
Greta conjures up a ring of fire around Jenna.
Jenna, hey, look at me. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
Jenna's mouth is bloody, her eyes staring. The Vampire Diaries. Bonnie and Jeremy in the safe house cellar. Hundreds of lighted candles illuminate the darkness.
This is useless. All these grimoires, there has to be something in here to keep Elena from becoming a vampire.
And we'll keep looking. Until the last minute.
Stefan, Elijah, and Alaric.
The sacrifice is completed in stages as the full moon sets. First the werewolf is killed, then the vampire, finally the doppelganger. Once Elena dies, the curse will be broken. Klaus will become hybrid.
So when do we attack?
Elena's death will activate his dormant werewolf side. He'll be vulnerable during the transformation. That's when Bonnie comes in.
And you're sure Bonnie will survive this?
If she can deliver him to the brink of death, I'll finish the job myself.
David.
You're not gonna like what I'm about to say.
Cut to the chase.
Is the sacrifice happening or not?
It's happening.
I tried to stop it, but it got complicated.
We're sticking with the original plan. We're meeting Bonnie right now.
He's got Jenna, Stefan.
What?
He got Catherine to lure out of the house.
Alaric to Stefan.
What is it? What's wrong?
He's going to use her as the vampire in the ritual.
Oh my god.
Greta pushes a Jenna double.
How are you feeling? I feel like myself. Probably not. Everything is brighter. The fire is hotter. Part of me is terrified, but there's another part of me that doesn't want to feel anything. Vampires can turn off the part that's human. That's the part that hurts. I'm gonna die, aren't I? No. Jenna, I'm not gonna let that happen. I don't care what I have to do. Who's that? It must be the werewolf.
The double drops to the ground and writhes.
What's happening to me?
I cast a spell to slow down your transformation. Your insides are trying to tear themselves free.
Greta stands outside the burning rings and creates a third one around the double.
Greta, witches are supposed to maintain the balance in nature. It's your duty to them to keep this curse sealed.
My duty is to Klaus. The new order.
Klaus walks up.
Glad to know I still have a dance partner.
Jenna's double shivers and cowers.
Hello, my lovelies. Are we ready?
Come on, get in here.
Caroline and Matt enter a large house.
Do you see anything?
We're not safe here. If that thing wants in, it's getting in.
He reloads his rifle.
How did you even know what I was? I compelled you to forget.
It was on Vervain. I faked forgetting so I could spy on you. It was your mom's idea.
Wait, my mom knows? Oh my god, you told her. What'd she say?
Your mom hates vampires. She grew up hating vampires. She'll probably always hate vampires.
Well, what about you?
What about me?
Well, where does this leave us?
Stuck in this house, trying not to get mauled to death by our friend.
At the Salvatore's.
Heard ya.
Damon blinks and looks woozy. He checks his bite scar.
Great. I was just thinking about getting a bite to eat.
Elena hasn't returned any of my calls for days. I need to see her.
Well, you're a day late and a daughter short, John.
What are you talking about?
Klaus has her. Sacrifice goes down tonight.
How could you let that happen? You were supposed to keep her safe. Wasn't that the sum total of your plan, to keep her safe?
She is safe. I fed her my blood.
You what?
When Klaus kills Elena in the sacrifice, she will come back to life. Granted, it's the thing you hate most in the world, but no one really cares what you think. You do not want to mess with me right now.
You ruined her life. You know that, right?
I know, John. I took her choice, destroyed her future. Trust me, I get it. It actually gets worse.
How could it possibly get any worse?
At the quarry.
I've got the Moonstone.
I spent 500 years looking for this. I hate to part with it.
Klaus hands the Moonstone to Greta.
The moon has passed its apex. Remember everything you need to do?
I remember.
She drops the stone into an urn and sparks fly.
Everything I did. I was just trying to help Tyler.
Are you Jules?
I didn't want it to be alone.
It's not a
Jenna's double writhes.
Shall we?
Klaus talks to Jenna. Greta chants as flames leap out of the urn.
There's no
Elena looks on. Jenna's double leaps at Klaus, who stabs her.
Which one are you reading?
Emily Bennett's. There's a section on spells she did for my ancestor, Jonathan Gilbert.
Yeah, I think she had a thing for him.
There's something on a resuscitative spell she was working on.
I saw that too. She just didn't explain what it did exactly.
Well, maybe Jonathan wrote about it in his journals. You know, I could have Stefan bring him.
Someone's here.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Elijah and Stefan are upstairs. You mind if I have a second with Jeremy?
Sure, yeah. Of course.
Bonnie gets up and goes. Alaric stares at Jeremy.
What's the matter?
Jeremy, something's happened to Jenna.
Why did he take Jenna?
A punishment for meddling.
Klaus was going to use Tyler and Caroline. Damon rescued them.
Then we need to go. Now, before Jenna's been sacrificed, I can kill Klaus myself.
Bonnie, if you use that much power, you'll be dead. We've already been through this. It's not an option.
Neither is letting Jenna die.
Stefan would agree with you.
We're going to offer another vampire. One that he'll want more. Me.
Bonnie blinks in surprise. Greta continues her chanting. Klaus squeezes Jenna's double's blood into the urn. The blood bubbles.
Does that mean it's working?
It's working.
Jenna and Elena are in separate circles. Jenna is kneeling.
The day that the lawyers called to tell me that I was going to become your guardian, you know what my first thought was? Isn't there someone else who can do this?
Jenna, there was no one else who could have gotten me and Jeremy through all that.
Just the thought that I almost passed up taking care of you.
But you didn't. You put your entire life on hold to help us.
Look around, Elena. I failed you.
No, you didn't. I failed you.
The flames reflect and dance on their faces.
I'm so sorry. Being a vampire intensifies your guilt. But it also makes you stronger, faster. You can fight back. I'm gonna get through this. I'll be okay. I need you to believe that. But promise me, when you get the chance.
Elena puts a finger to her lips.
Run.
Jenna nods. Matt checks out of windows.
You don't think I killed him, do you?
No. No, it takes a lot more than one bullet to kill a werewolf. He's still out there somewhere.
Matt draws back a net curtain slightly and looks out.
Do you think my mom wants to kill me?
I don't think your mom knows what to do with you.
Yeah, well, I don't really know what to do with me either.
What is it?
Wait. Don't you...
What the hell are you doing?
She runs to look through the leaded light windows in the front door.
Give me your jacket.
What?
Your jacket, take it off.
He does. She grabs it and runs outside onto the porch where a naked man lies with his back to her in the fetal position. She lays the jacket over him.
Hey.
He turns to look at her. It's Tyler.
Caroline?
She glances at Matt, who stands nearby with his gun. Then strokes Tyler's hair.
It's okay.
Stefan paces outside the safe house.
Bonnie did the locator spell.
It's Stephen's quarry.
I'll head over there first, and you'll follow with Bonnie when it's time.
Just as the moon hits its final phase.
She's to stay hidden until then. He cannot know that she's alive.
Stefan nods and makes to go.
You're very honorable.
Stefan stops and looks at Elijah.
Are you?
He stands close and faces Elijah.
Because his whole plan is, it's contingent upon your honor, Elijah. I won't fail you. Klaus is your brother. I know I've wanted to kill my brother 1,000 times. I've never been able to.
No, Klaus was not my only brother. I had siblings, parents. I had a family. Over the centuries, Klaus hunted them down one by one, and he took them from me. He scattered them across the seas where their bodies could not be found.
You want revenge?
Sometimes there's honor in revenge, Stefan. I won't fail you.
Please end this.
Stefan heads away in the darkness. In the safe house.
I brought the Gilbert journals. I think I know the spell you're talking about.
Where's Damon?
Upstairs. Alaric wanted to talk to him.
He did what?
He wasn't gonna let Janna die.
We have a witch. She kills Klaus. No one has to die.
Except for Bonnie.
Damon's thumped a wall.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Well, that's my brother for you.
I'm always cleaning up my messes.
Oh, Janna.
Janna rises in her circle of flames.
Let her go. I understand that I have to die, but she doesn't.
Careful.
Elena, don't.
No, Janna, we can't leave Jeremy without a family. I followed your rules. I did everything that you asked. I didn't run.
Please.
Well, well. I don't recall you being on the guest list.
Elena follows Klaus's eyes and sees Stefan on a ledge.
I'm here to talk.
Stefan looks down at them.
Very well, then. What can I do for you, Mr. Salvatore?
Klaus has jumped up to Stefan.
We found something in the Gilbert journals.
Jonathan journaled the story of a mother who called on Emily's services. The woman's baby was sick, dying. Emily cast a spell that would bind the woman's life force with her child's.
Skip to the save Elena part.
Well, the child died, but the mother's life force flowed through her, restoring her to life.
We already know Elena's gonna come back to life, but she'll be a vampire.
Not if her soul remains intact.
Her soul? Really? You're gonna put your faith in some act of God mumbo-jumbo?
John approaches Damon.
I refuse to let Elena become the thing I've spent my life protecting her against. And you can call that God, or mystical energy, or whatever you want, but yes, I'm putting my faith in it.
Janna and Elena watch Stefan and Klaus on the ledge at the quarry.
What's going on? I don't know. You can hear them. You can hear anything. Just focus on them.
You don't need to kill Janna. I'll take her place.
No, I don't know. I rather appreciate the symmetry of three women. Three goddesses. Sacrificed at nature's altar.
What are they saying? I can't make it out. You can do this. Just relax. Focus.
Don't play games with me. Get what you want anyway.
I can hear him. I hear Stefan. What are they saying?
Quite the hero, aren't you?
Yeah, I've heard that about you. Just make the trade. Me for Janna.
Oh my God. What is it? He wants to take my place.
Breathing heavily, Elena stares into the night, then looks sharply up towards the ledge. Caroline comes out of a room.
How's Tyler doing?
Sleeping. He should be better by morning. He needs some rest.
Good.
Matt's sitting in front of an open fire. Caroline smiles at him.
So this is your life now, huh?
Never a dull moment.
He gets up.
You know, these last few days with you have been so great and fun and so Caroline.
She steps up close to him.
I thought that I might be able to get past this whole vampire thing.
But you can. Matt.
I don't know if I can, Caroline.
He walks away, then turns back to look at her.
I get it. This is your life now. But you know what my life is, Care? My life is an absentee mom. And a bunch of bills to pay. And school. And a job. And it sucks sometimes. But it's my life. And I think that I just want to live it without all of this.
Bonnie chants, her hands either side of John's head.
Come on, Bonnie, we got a hybrid to kill.
Bonnie's eyes open.
It's done.
That's it? Let's go.
To Jeremy.
I'll be back soon.
Wait, what do you mean? No, I'm coming. I need to be there. I need to make sure you guys are okay.
And who's gonna make sure you're okay?
I've got my ring. Look, I'm not taking no for an answer.
She kisses him on the lips. Jeremy smiles, then his eyes close and he falls back. John catches him.
Easy, easy. Just go. I'll stay with him.
John lowers a limp Jeremy onto a chair. Damon and Bonnie leave, followed by Elijah and Alaric.
It's time.
I got the weapons in the car. Bonnie's the only weapon we need.
Alaric hits an invisible barrier.
Bonnie! What is this?
I can't put anyone else at risk.
I can't stay here with Jen out there.
Sorry.
You can't do this! Damon!
Sorry, buddy. She's right.
No, you can't do this. Bonnie!
Elena, I have to do something. This can't happen. None of it.
Quite the predicament. You know, it's funny, all this talk about preserving family, and here's Stefan granting your wish.
Stefan.
It's okay.
Well, who's it gonna be, Elena?
No.
Don't worry. There's actually no choice.
No! Stefan! No!
Klaus stabs Stefan, who drops to his knees.
I have other plans for your boyfriend. I want him alive. But for now...
Klaus's power tosses Stefan.
Whenever you're ready, Greta.
Lamia est de solvos. No.
Your turn.
No, Janet, no. It's all right, Elena. I know what I have to do.
Jenna flies at Greta and bites her neck. Klaus stabs Jenna and pulls her off. He throws her aside. Jenna's mouth is bloody, her eyes wild. Elena weeps.
Just turn it off. Turn it off. You won't be scared anymore.
Klaus flips Jenna onto her back and looms over her. He raises an arm.
No! Jenna!
Klaus plunges a dagger into Jenna's heart. Elena clasps a hand to her mouth and weeps. Life drains from Jenna. Stefan comes too. Lying on his belly, he struggles in vain to take a knife from his back. Elena, encircled by fire, looks on. Greta continues to chant and pours blood into the urn.
Esmaros eliximo labio, vitrulux, sus exatero calax fox tala. Esmaros eliximo labio.
I'm so sorry.
Klaus walks towards Elena.
It's time.
Klaus uses his power to extinguish the flames about Elena and offers his hand to her. She ignores it and walks past him. Stefan growls. Elena stands at the urn, then looks down at Jenna's body. Klaus stands beside Elena and gently caresses her face with one hand. Stefan struggles to rise. Klaus looks into Elena's eyes.
Thank you, Elena.
Go to hell.
Stefan collapses. Klaus bites Elena's neck. Still lying on his stomach, Stefan watches as Klaus feeds on Elena's blood. Her eyes glaze, then close. Klaus lets Elena drop to the ground. He stands with blood trickling down his chin. Flames are leaping from the urn. Stefan looks devastated. The flames from the urn go out. Klaus stands in darkness over an immobile Elena, who has two thick trickles of coagulating blood running down her neck. Stefan looks down and weeps. Klaus breathes heavily and lurches forwards.
I can feel it. It's happening.
The moon appears from behind clouds. Bonnie looks on as Klaus rides, then her power sends him flying. Damon snaps Greta's neck, then picks up Elena. Bonnie carries on chanting and walking towards Klaus, who looks up at her from the ground.
Oh, you were dead!
Klaus writhes as her powers work on him. Damon carries Elena to Stefan and lays her down beside him. Damon pulls the knife from Stefan's back. Stefan sits up.
I need you to get her out of here.
What about you?
I'm not leaving until he's dead. Go!
Stefan gets to his feet. Damon picks up Elena. The trees sway and flames consume the quarry as Bonnie works her magic and Klaus rides. She stops as Elijah walks up to Klaus.
Elijah.
Hello, brother.
Elijah plunges his hand into Klaus's heart.
The name of our family, Niklo.
I didn't bury them at sea.
What?
Their bodies are safe. If you kill me, you'll never find them.
Elijah, don't listen to him.
My word, brother.
Do it and I'll take you both out.
You'll die.
I don't care.
Elijah looks down at Klaus. Stefan's eyes widen in horror. Elijah turns to Stefan and Bonnie.
I'm sorry.
No! No! No!
Elijah and Klaus disappear, leaving only a wall of flames. Our cellar. Sunlight filters through the small barred windows.
We should have heard from him by now.
Did you read all this?
I did.
So you understand what happened to the child's mother after the baby was brought back to life?
You saved your daughter. But you found peace.
John.
John gets up and goes to hand Jeremy a letter.
I need you to give this to Elena for me. And also this.
A ring.
Oh, hey, what's going on here?
John heaves a large sigh and looks emotional.
Take care of each other. Please.
Jeremy looks away sharply.
I think they're here.
Damon carries Elena into the safe house and talks to her. She's limp and her eyes are closed.
Come back as a vampire, I'll stake you myself.
He lays her on an elegant sofa. Staring intensely at her, he gently brushes away a strand of her hair.
So I can't stand the idea of you hating me forever.
How is she?
I don't know yet. What about Jenna?
Damon shakes his head at Alaric.
No. Sorry, Jeremy.
Alaric and Jeremy look devastated. John walks slowly towards the open front door and stares back into the drawing room where the others are. He pauses, then heads outside into the dull sunshine. Alaric turns away from the drawing room door while Jeremy remains rooted to the spot, staring tearfully. Outside, John turns back towards the house.
Elena. How do you feel?
I feel fine.
Damon and Jeremy look relieved. John turns away from the house, lowers his head briefly, then closes his eyes. He collapses to the ground. Caroline flops down beside Tyler on the sofa. He's asleep beneath a blanket and stirs.
Hey.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, you got shot. But it's healing.
He's bare-chested.
You were right. I shouldn't have come home.
No, you just should have never left. And you shouldn't leave again.
You're kidding, right? This is the second time I've tried to kill you.
Well, no friendship is perfect. Matt broke up with me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, instead of just bailing on me again, you could just say, thank you, Caroline, for taking care of me. And I'm sorry that I tried to chow down on you again.
Her face crumples.
Hey. Hey.
She snuggles up to him.
Oh, easy.
They're beneath the blanket.
Thank you, Caroline, for taking care of me.
You're welcome.
Well set?
Yeah. Plenty of room at the Gilbert family plot, and I'm
compelled to the gravediggers to do the dirty work.
How's she doing?
She lost the only parent she had. She's in shock.
Elena sits at her dressing table mirror, which has photos stuck around the edge of it. She's putting in earrings. Sad-faced, she stares at photos of Jenna around the mirror. Jeremy, dressed in a smart dark suit, stands in her open doorway. He enters her bedroom.
I'm almost ready.
Yeah, take your time.
Elena's wearing an elegant, sleeveless black dress.
John wanted me to give you this.
Jeremy hands her the folded letter.
And this?
Seeing the ring, she looks up into Jeremy's eyes, then takes the ring. They hold each other's gaze, then Jeremy turns away.
Jeremy.
He stops and turns back to her.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you've lost so many people.
I still love you.
Elena stares at him tearfully, nods and smiles. Jeremy puts his arms about Elena as she lays her head on his shoulder.
Come on, skinny love, just last the year. Pour a little soul, we were never here. My, 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 my. Staring at the sink of blood and crushed veneer.
They part and Jeremy leaves the room. Elena reads the letter.
Elena, it's no easy task being an ordinary parent to an extraordinary child. I failed in that task. And because of my prejudices, I failed you. I'm haunted by how things might have played out differently if I'd been more willing to hear your side of things.
Elena's at Jenna's graveside with the others.
For me, it's the end. For you, a chance to grow old and someday do better with your own child than I did with mine. It's for that child that I give you my ring.
Elena lays a red rose on Jenna's grave.
Come on, skinny love, what happened here?
She goes to a memorial with lots of Gilbert names on it.
I don't ask for your forgiveness or for you to forget. I ask only that you believe this.
Elena lays two roses at the Gilbert Memorial and weeps.
Whether you are now reading this as a human or as a vampire, I love you all the same, as I've always loved you, and always will. John.
Alaric puts a single red rose on Jenna's grave. Stefan, Bonnie, and Damon are there.
Who will love you? Who will fight? And who will fall far behind?
Jeremy looks down. Alaric paces and Elena sobs.
I'm gonna head back to the house. I think I'll skip the coffee and tea cakes. Damon, she needs us right now. All of us.
And then what's the plan, Stefan?
The curse is broken.
How does one go about killing an all-powerful wolf vamp and his two-faced older brother?
I have no idea.
We need to get an idea. Fast.
I'm not gonna let Elena lose anybody else.
I wouldn't make any promises, brother.
It's not supposed to be.
Tyler Lockwood bit me.
Damon shows the scar.
It's actually more of a nip, really, but there it is.
Incredulous, Stefan studies the deep red scar on the underside of Damon's forearm.
Find something.
A cure.
There's no cure, Stefan.
They scan over their shoulders.
We kept Elena human, right? We found a way when there was no way. Hey, I won't do this.
You want to do something for me? Keep this from Elena. Last thing she needs is another grave and one.
Damon gives Stefan's upper arm a brotherly squeeze, then heads off among the tombstones in the cemetery. Stefan looks distraught. Damon disappears behind a large tombstone. ITFC audio description.